May my speaking and all our thinking be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Today's passage from St. Luke's Gospel is situated in a lengthy apocalyptic discourse in which Jesus warns of coming persecutions and foretells the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. The entire passage speaks of judgment, terrors, cosmic signs of the end times. Jesus pulls no punches. What Jesus describes is truly frightening. It might seem like a strange way to introduce the season of Advent. Advent surely is a time to prepare our hearts in joyful anticipation of Christ's birth. It's not a time to be frightened out of our wits. In two particular instances, the contrast is dramatic. In this passage, the Son of Man comes on a cloud with power and great glory. That's very different from our annual commemoration of Jesus coming as a helpless infant. Likewise, we hear of Jerusalem being surrounded by human armies that bring desolation, just as we are preparing ourselves to hear of armies of angels filling the skies with a song of peace and goodwill. Surely, during Advent, we're all about preparing ourselves to celebrate Emmanuel, God who is with us, good news of great joy for all the people. So why preface that heartwarming celebration with all this talk of fear and foreboding about what is coming upon the world? Quite simply, we are being presented with a paradox, with apparent contradictions. And Advent asks us not to rush to resolve the contradictions, as we so often do, but to treasure them and wrestle with them. This first Sunday of Advent is a time for both and thinking, which is a challenge for us. Instead of either or thinking, which comes much more comfortably. My Oxford Dictionary defines a paradox as a statement or proposition that seems contradictory or absurd, but in reality expresses a truth. Advent invites us to joyfully embrace all the ands that are part of the mystery of our faith. God the Almighty, omnipotent, creator of the entire universe. And he knows when one sparrow falls to the ground. God is one and three. Jesus is fully human and divine. Christ reigns in glory as the King of heaven. Before him, every knee should bow. And his glory is most perfectly displayed as the suffering servant of all who dies an excruciating, dishonorable death on a cross. We are restored, forgiven, saved, and we are dust, and to dust we shall return. We are each of us individually loved and prized by the one who created us. And we fall sick and die. The bread and the wine that we will shortly receive don't appear to have changed one bit as a result of having been blessed on the altar. And they are heaven's food. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And he says, "Other sheep have I who are not of this fold." Those are all paradoxes. They are contradictions crying out to be resolved one way or the other, but we should resist the temptation to do so easily because the richness of our faith is to be found in the "and." Perhaps an Advent gospel that warns of things to be feared while we look for the birth of a child who is the bearer of good news is not so strange after all. Living with paradox is not easy, and it can be very unsettling. Someone once compared it to sitting down at the kitchen table with an unassembled jigsaw puzzle. The pieces of the jigsaw are pieces of the truth. All around are people who, with assurance, tell you that they know just how it fits together and that they have had the puzzle assembled for years. But you are not so sure. Perhaps the pieces don't fit. Perhaps you return to the table many times before you see some that do fit together. But there are still many that don't. You go on trying. You don't give up. But it takes a lot of patience and a willingness to live with the thought that you will probably never find a place for all the pieces. Beside the know-it-alls who have the jigsaw puzzle all put together, what makes the task doubly threatening is that you realize that you yourself are a deep trough of paradoxes. It's a case of one paradox trying to work its way through a maze of paradoxes. The American poet Carl Sandburg famously wrote, "There is an eagle in me that wants to soar. And there is a hippopotamus in me that wants to wallow in the mud." Sandburg was echoing what St. Paul said in Romans, profoundly aware of the paradoxes of his life. "The good that I would, I do not. The evil that I would not, that I do. So then, With the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. It was an honest confrontation with the paradox of who he was that led Paul to understand that his one and only hope was grace. And that was his greatest gift to the church. Keeping space for paradox is so difficult, especially in America today and in Britain. The country is so polarized, and the polarization encourages an either-or logic rather than a both-and logic. If you are not with us, you must be against us. Why, I ask myself, can I not be a conservative and a liberal? Advent Sunday starts the Christian year. A familiar pathway through the seasons lies ahead of us. Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Pentecost. Each of the seasons is brimful of paradoxes. Christian maturity does not lie in having slick, confident answers that all too easily resolve the apparent contradictions presented by the paradoxes. It lies in a determination to clearly identify the paradox and wrestle with it. False assurance is no assurance at all. It is not my work or Father Will's work to give you the answers. We don't have them. Each person has to assemble the jigsaw puzzle for themselves. The resources for the struggle are familiar to all of us. Scripture, the teaching of the church, prayer, meditation, service, the insights and the encouragement of others, participation in the sacraments, are all readily available, but we have to determine that we will use them. Advent Sunday is an open invitation to make a New Year's resolution that this year we will do all we can to grow in our faith. The beauty of God is contained in his mysteries. He is big enough, wise enough, creative enough to stretch the sinews of our minds and our hearts. And he invites us to make every effort to see him more clearly, love him more dearly, and follow him more nearly. Please join me in making that the New Year's resolution of all the people at All Saints. Amen.